Mesachet Zoyta Peretes Mishin Yud. Yochanan Kohen Gadol Hever Hadoyus HaMaiser. Yochanan Kohen Gadol stopped the Vida HaMaiser. Yochanan Kohen Gadol was the Kohen Gadol after Shimon HaTzadik during Bayis Sheni. And the din is that a person is supposed to say Vida HaMaiser in the third and sixth years of Shemitah, attesting to the fact that he took the Trumas HaMaisers properly. And Ezra was kindness of Levium, that the Maiser should no longer be given to the Levium, instead they should be given to the Kohenim, since the Levium did not want to come up with them to Eretz Yisrael. And since the Maisers were not given to the Levium, you no longer can say Vida Maiser, since in the Vida Maiser we say, Be'arti akredit me'abayis, begam nesativ lelevi, and the Maisers were not given to the Levium, they were given to the Kohenim instead, so you can't say Vida Maiser. Afu bitos ha-ma'irin ve'tamekvin. Yochanan Kohen Gadol also stopped the ma'irin. The ma'irin is referring to the Levium who said on the Duchen every day by the Shir Shoyom, Ura lamatishan Hashem. And Yochanan Kohen Gadol said to them, does Hashem sleep? It says in the Pasuk, Hinei lo yonem v'lo yishan. Shomer Yisrael. So what is the meaning of the Pasuk, Ura lamatishan Hashem? When Klai Yisrael is bitzar and the Goyim are bishalva, that is the meaning of the Pasuk, Ura lamatishan Hashem. But the Levium were saying this pasuk improperly. They were saying this pasuk as if they were speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ura Lamatishan Hashem. This was improper, and he stopped them from saying this pasuk. He also stopped the Naikfin. The Naikfin is referring to the Kohenim who used to scratch the behemoth that were brought for Korbanos between the eyes of the behemoth, so the dam would run into their eyes, making it easier to shecht. This was improper, since it looks like they are making the animals into a bam mum. So he stopped them from doing this. Instead, he affixed rings in the Azara. The neck of the animal would be put into these rings, and the animal would be caught in these rings, and it would be easy to shecht the animals. Va'ad yamav hayapatish makeh b'Yerushalayim. Until Yochanan Kohen Gadol became Kohen Gadol, there were loud noises of metal workers banging their hammers in Yerushalayim on Chol HaMoed, doing work that was davar aved, work that was allowed to be done on Chol HaMoed, since if the work was not done, it would cause monetary loss. Even though this was Mutar and Chol HaMoed, as a Dover HaAved is Mutar and Chol HaMoed, since the noises were so prominent in Yerushalayim, it was a zilzal to the Moed, and he stopped the metal workers from doing their work on Chol HaMoed, even if it was a Dover HaAved. Uviyamav ein adam tzarech lishol al admai. During the times of Yochanan Kohen Gadol, nobody had to ask about Demai, which is, Demai is produce bought from an Amaretz. An Amaretz is somebody we don't know if he took off the Trumas and Maisers from his produce or not, and therefore people would not want to buy produce from an Am Aretz, since he would have to take off Mesafek the Trumas and Maisers. So Yochanan Kohen Gadol was Metaken, that somebody who buys produce from an Am Aretz would not have to take off all the Maisers. Truma he wouldn't have to take off, since we assume the Am Aretz took off the Truma, since Chita Achas Puteris of the Creed, one Chita is enough Midaraisa for Truma, so the Am Aretz certainly took off the Truma. And the Maiser Rishon and Maiser Ani, even though you have to be mafreshit, but you don't have to give it to the Kohen and to the Ani, since it's a suffix, if the Am Aretz took it off, Hamoiti Mechavera Olav Arayis, so you can keep that for yourself. Just the Trumas Maiser and the Maiser Sheni you would have to take off, the Maiser Sheni you would bring to Yerushalayim, and the Trumas Maiser would be given to a Kohen. So since somebody who buys produce from an Am Aretz would only have to take off the Trumas Maiser and the Maiser Sheni, so people would buy produce from an Am Aretz, and they wouldn't have to ask about it, they would just take off the Trumas Maiser and the Maiser Sheni. Mesechet Saita Perktes Mishnah Yiralf, Misha Butla Sanhedrin. When there no longer was a Sanhedrin, Sanhedrin are the Dayanim. Butla Hashir mi Beit HaMishtoz. No longer is it allowed to sing by parties. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Bashir lo yishtu yain. And the Rav brings the Pasuk in Eicha that says, Kenem Mishar Shavtu Bachurim Minigginasam. When this Kenem, referring to the Sanhedrin, no longer are sitting by the Shari, the Sanhedrin, to sit by the Shari. The Pasuk says, Shaitim v'shaitrin, titein l'cha b'chol sha'arecha, bachurim min niginas, and the bachurim would no longer sing. Now, the singing that this Mishnah is referring to love songs, but shiras and tishpachot HaKadosh Baruch Hu is allowed, even when there is no longer a Sanhedrin.